Good afternoon, Audio Boo. I'm just waiting for the arrival of my old school friend, Julia, who's going to spend a couple of hours with me while her husband takes their daughter and her friend to Gatwick as they're going on holiday. So I'm going to put my phone in my pocket while I go to the door because there's going to be bedlam with the dogs. And you will hear Lammy's going to go berserk. She's got a guide dog who is called Wren. She's a long-haired, black, flat-coated retriever, cross golden retriever, but she looks like a flat-coated retriever and nothing like a golden retriever at all. And she doesn't really act like a golden retriever. She's much more lively than most of them are. I know some of them are quite lively, but a lot of them are a bit more staid, and she certainly isn't, as you will hear. But there's probably going to be some big aggro with Lammy, so he might have to go with Obi, and we'll see what happens. There's going to be chaos, I know that much. And Julia is deafblind, but she had a cochlear implant in December, and her hearing improvement is ongoing. I don't know how much she can hear of speech and how much finger spelling I'll still have to do, so it's going to be quite interesting. I did boo about a phone call I had with her a couple of months ago, but as the implant is an ongoing improvement and it just comes with time and practice and some adjustments when she goes for her follow-up hospital appointments, it's going to be a very interesting situation to see what, even if she can't hear what I'm saying, or all of it. I'm sure she'll hear some of it, and also it'll be interesting to hear what else she can, to know what else she can hear around, like whether she can hear the kids over the school and people's music, the radio and stuff like that. I find it fascinating. So anyway, I'm going to go downstairs. I felt like crap today. I didn't sleep, I had that restless thing, and I've had a very upset stomach this morning, which I haven't had for a few weeks either. It tends to go in phases, and it's all to do with laxatives and stuff, and what I eat. So that's not really been good, but it's usually an improving picture when I get like this. I usually improve as the day goes on. So let's hope that this is no exception. I don't see why it should be. Here we go. I'm going. No, in. In. Hello. Get down. Hello. Hello.
Get back. Get back.
I've committed a sin that I hate everyone doing.
Get back.
Hiya.
Where's Ra? Where is Ra?
In bits.
Oh.
Sounds a good idea. Oh, get ready for bloody hell.
Rawr!
are you?
He's over
here. Hello, right. Excuse the madhouse.
It's all right.
I'm sure nothing's quite as mad as this place. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what it is, don't you?
Shut up!
You? Knock it on the head, otherwise I'll knock you on the head. Fluffy little bastard. Hello, Ren.
No! No!
Come on. Stop. That's enough. Enough. Oh. Hello, Ren. See, she's all right. Just because she's black, you don't need to take it. He doesn't like black dogs. Well, he doesn't like any black dogs. But he doesn't, especially like black ones. I don't know why.
Shut up. He's just offensive.
Breath's offensive. I'm sure he's cursing the smell of that dog. You're a bloody nuisance, you dogs. Shut up. Shut it. I'm gonna knock you out in a minute. All of them.
Doesn't she
look
excited
for
you now?
No, show. Yeah. Oh, he's got his ring. Look, stupid dog. Shut your traps, noisy bastards. Shut up! You noisy buggers! Run! Hello. I'm afraid he's in need of a cut. He's a crocky little bugger. She's all right. See, she likes you. I don't know why. She kissed you then. But don't be nasty. See, you're not really... You make a lot of noise. When it comes down to it, you don't do anything.
The house looks better since we last saw it.
Oh, yeah. It's been a tick, but it's not as bad as the last time. Sorry.
Last time we saw it, it
was better. Out.
Black.
Yeah, it was. The two are going to have to... What with him and his toy, the silly dog.
Silly dog.
What's this noise? It's ear splitting. What with him and his silly toy and. Oh, he's
breathing for ages.
No, I know, I usually ship him out.
Yeah.
See, she's alright. See? Yeah. There we go. Blimey, everything goes flying with their tails.
Stop having your nose, silly dog.
He's just dumb.
Oh, Ren, what's this for?
Bad boys.
Huh?
Bad boys, okay?
Yeah, they're all right, yeah.
Oh,
I'll go and get him. is in pieces. Shut up. He's almost in half. What happened to him? He's ripped open so badly that I'm getting. Shut up. My baby will follow me. Shove his row up. Shut him out and knock him out. What's left of him? She isn't much. Darling? Come down to say hello. I'm just taking Ra down because I want to see Ra if I can find him. There's Dilly. Where's Ra? Where's Ra? Oh, that's not him. Shut up. Come down, Dilly. I can't find Ra. Oh, that's not good. Oh, here he is. No, that's not him. He's gone. Oh dear. There he is. What's left of him?
Delilah.
How dare you?
How dare you? Indeed.
How dare you?
You can't have all the toys, that's just rude.
God, look at me. I'm fit to work the floor with.
Not even that. Not even. Where is it? Oh, I thought the dogs. Have the dogs got him?
No, God.
I think they have.
They don't.
Have they?
Yeah.
I'm a good boy.
That's
good.
That, look, that's Maureen Mouse.
Maureen Mouse.
No, more.
Oh, Maureen Mouse. Yeah. I thought. Oh, God, that's not much better.
Nothing's as bad as Ra.
Hello. I won't said
no.
Hey, he's run off with her.
How dare you? What?
Dogs.
At the back. That's all it's fit for anyway.
Stamp.
Oh my good God.
I'm going to knock you, Sparko, in a minute.
Yeah,
all right,
well, I would, but she's playing with the dog, so I might not get to say bye.
That's
how
she comes for, I think.
You're going, all right. Have fun, won't you? Don't do anything too awful.
It's nice to see you, Matt.
Thank you.
And you
have a good time.
I suppose I should pat him. It's a shame to come and not pat him, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Just don't breathe in his breath.
Grumpy little dog.
He's an old man now. He's old now, you see.
He can't be old.
He's 12.
He can't be.
He is. He's an old man. I'm allowed to be grumpy.
All right, I'll let him off. I didn't realise he was so old.
He is. He's an old man.
Oh,
a grumpy old man.
And Ren stopped being young.
Stop it. See you later.
Try not to get up. No, where's Ra? Shut up!
Now, where's Ra? Oh, he's here. In the safety. Stop it. Oh, lovely. Stop it now. Darling?
Hello.
Hello,
Julia.
Come over and say hello. Good. Someone to see you.
All right. Hi.
Hello, Julia.
Did you take the day off work or something? Diving.
Where's the hook?
He's
in. I didn't alter it.
Yeah. Go and say hello to them. He's not working today.
Okay.
No.
Good. Oh, I see.
Shut up!
Arseholes
to you. Now stop it.
Shut up!
How dare you!
God, I'm going to strangle that dog.
Get in the queue. I know, I'll go and get in your bed.
There's no point shouting
in
that because he won't be here anyway.
I know.
Anyway, I need a wee and I'm sure Ren does.
Well.
I've forgotten the way to the boat.
Okay.
Go out this way. Out.
Sorry.
Okay, I'll get there. Okay.
You, Toof Toof. Bloody nuisance. I'm going to knock him out before the end of the day. What? Oh, Divvy.
Did you say I
put
your boxes down here?
No, I didn't. Oh, thanks. I feel bloody worn out already. Oh, no. That'll help.
He said he's
going to
drop them off and
scrap
back.
Yeah, that's what he said he's
going to
do.
Where are they going to?
Gatwick Airport. They're going to Turkey, I think.
For?
Holiday.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Did
they
update
it,
right?
No.
Maybe they'll start
this event. They might do, you never know, do you? Stranger things have happened.
I think the symptoms already.
What like?
Hugging and all that shit.
Huh?
Hugging and all that shit.
Were they hugging?
Yeah, they're going to drive the car. I saw them upstairs.
Huh?
They're upstairs, so what's up in there? There were symptoms, I was like, signs or not, just.
Oh, well, see how it goes when they get back. I don't know how long they've gone for, but it's probably about a week, can you imagine?
There's nothing wrong with that, is there?
Huh?
There's nothing wrong with that, is there?
Nothing wrong with what?
With that, is there?
No.
Oh, I suppose not, except that both of them have got boyfriend and girlfriend.
Oh.
So I don't know why the other one is, each other one is putting up with them going, because, you know, if you went off with someone like that, I wouldn't be very happy. I wouldn't allow it. Would you let me go off with a bloke on holiday like that, on that kind of holiday?
I think you'd be going crazy for 10 years.
Exactly. Well, you would. You wouldn't care, would you?
It wouldn't matter to me. I think you have enough sense to look after yourself. Unless I don't trust you anymore. I said, no, I don't trust her. That's a difference, right?
No, I don't trust you.
I don't know
what it is.
Go to
go to you. Well, I wouldn't want to go. I don't think it's not... For me, it's not right. It wouldn't be the right thing to do.
So she could find a way to tell you.
Huh?
She could find a way to tell you.
She found exotic flush. I'm going to knock this nigger out in a minute. It's going to drive her mad. I think she can hear him, you see. I wish he'd just shut up.
How's that hearing coming? It's coming fine, right?
I think she heard me making Dilly talk when I said, how dare you? And she heard me say Maureen Mouse. She thought I said Minnie, but she heard the mouse bit. Now he's going to start.
Shut up!
I'm going to get really angry with him in a minute. I think I might have to put him up with water. Well, I'm going to knock you out in a minute.
Couldn't remember where everything was. I have to put my head through. Shut up!
Divvy, take this, Div. Darling,
yeah?
Can you come and take this Div, please?
It's friend Ben let out.
Oh, the door is open. Yeah. Okay,
look at my hands now.
Could let herself
take
out.
Him. Take
him. She may well have been out then.
Thank you. Thank you.
Silly dog.
Do you want a drink?
Drink. Coffee wouldn't go amiss.
Okay. Right, Niall, get in your bed. Be in your bed now.
Perfect for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you kindly.
Rich peas and hobnobs. If you don't like hobnobs, I'll take them home because I do.
Oh, well.
Also, while I think about it, when I went to the East of England dog show recently, I got James Will Beloved was selling these goodie bags, a fiver for. Well, a good quality shopping bag, but in it I found these two pouches. I don't know if they're any use to you.
Oh yeah, thank you.
Not to you, but
no, not.
Where the lammy will eat
thanks,
them all.
Oh, he will.
Yes, okay. Yeah, I have no idea what they are.
Oh, well, that's it.
They're no use to me. I wouldn't give them to them. They look too sloppy. So I thought of you and you might as well, if you can make use of them, that's fine.
Yeah, I certainly can. I certainly can.
Okay, that's fine. Well, welcome to them. There were treats in there which Ren has had, and there was already a nice picnic blanket which I also kept.
Okay.
But just couldn't use those.
Ladies' biscuits here.
Hadn't a bloody clue what they are.
Well, we will see. We will see. Oh, I forgot. Hello, audio boo. I forgot if you're on here. I'm going to pause you now. For the moment. Okay, audio boo. It's a bit later now, and I think Julia is going to be going in a minute. I just came upstairs to do some bits and pieces, and now I'm going back down. Just about. Oh. I can do without that. Thank you. me, I hope.
Darling?
Yeah?
You're going to teach me? Oh, you're going to knock that over.
I told you I was going to teach you ages ago. Yeah, but I didn't know Julia was coming till the other day, and I'm... And now I've not really had a chance.
Careful,
Carlos. Bugger off, Gordon. Oh, fuck's sake, you dogs. Bugger off.
Oh, keep coming, keep coming.
Oh, no, he's out
there. I want to learn Braille as well. Yeah. Braille and that sign language. I want to learn it. You can do Braille. Yeah. Oh, we started doing
is
Braille.
Is this my tea?
Yeah, that's your tea. So we started doing Braille. We've got to do G's. G, or F, what do you stop?
What you gone up to? No, we've got more than G.
Oh, and then we'll stop.
No,
and then
forgotten it all. We've got it all. Up to O and P and stuff like that.
Oh, and then we'll stop for a long time.
Oh, he's forgotten it all.
I've forgotten the after all again, afresh. Yeah. But once you get it, you get it, that's it.
Too many things got in the way, I think, you know. Too many things going on.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not brilliant at it. I do sort of grade one and some of grade two.
Yeah, but if you close your eyes, can you do Braille? Or you have
can't
to...
read it. No, I can't read it.
Really. I don't think.
Oh, okay.
I don't think many sighted people can read it with their fingers.
No, I read it by sight.
Oh yeah, that's it.
I think they do it by sight. Yeah. You cheat.
That's it. Yeah. And if it's double sided, I can't read it at all.
Oh no, because you can see it from the other side. You know when it's on two sides of a page.
No.
Well, I'll show you a book. I've only got one Braille book now since the fire, but. I'll show you, it's on two sides of the page and then it gets really confusing. Because you can see the dots like from the imprinted from the other side.
It hurts your eyes looking at
it. I haven't even gotten the first page, I'll be going to the second page. There's no way.
You'll get there one day. Pinky!
Yeah,
I should get one of them, shouldn't I? Do they still do them?
Yeah.
Pinky!
Gives you lessons.
That's nice, huh, Pinky?
I know, but I can hear Pinky.
That's sound, right?
No, that's not that sound. That's Niall. I heard Pinky's bell.
Okay, that's fine. Well, you were talking and I didn't want to that in.
I'll
go and do that next. I'm not having a wee on the side of the motorway. Not giving anybody a chance.
I did that once because the car ran out of petrol.
Yeah. Tell them what a wee.
It was awful. It was raining. It was dark. And then a bus pulled up. Connor was so embarrassed. A whole bus of people pulled up. And I was there with my knickers down on the grass verge. It wasn't on a motorway, it was like on an A road, but it was a busy road. Hello, Ren. Oh, right, don't wash me. I don't really want to wash, thank you.
Who's with Lucy?
Huh?
What was that with Lucy?
What's up with her?
Well, she went with Lucy. And you broke down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Was it listened to?
Huh?
I thought
he
was a listen just now.
Was I with Lucy?
Oh, Lucy.
Yeah, I was.
You have to be able to do something
different
like that, right?
Exactly, to run out of petrol. We kept saying services 29 miles and things like that. We were going, oh no! And then she turned off because she thought if we went into this village, we'd find the petrol station. But it was late at night. Well, it was about 9 o'clock at night, and I think it was on a Sunday. I can't remember. They were all closed.
Yeah.
We knew we were going deeper and deeper into shit.
Alan, sorry, I hope you're sitting on that.
What?
That thing, Julius thing.
No. Oh, I am. I'm sitting on that bit. I don't think it hurts it. What's that? What's that braille? Is that Julius? Or is it mine?
Oh, watch out for
it. Bloody hell, who wants to know about that? I don't. What do you want? Hey? You're not having Ra because he's nearly in bits.
Yeah, we're not Ra.
Julia's managing to hear Dilly saying how dare you and stuff. Now she's had the pleasure of hearing Dilly. She said I sounded like a fucking parrot. I said, how dare you? How's she getting on with her hearing?
Doing well, she picks up bits.
Yeah, she seems to get I think she picked up, you know, quite a lot of what I said, some stuff I said. That's really good, isn't it?
She picks up women better than men.
for women.
Maybe because we're
I think women's voice is lighter. What do men go?
Maybe you think that would be easier to hear, wouldn't you? But you,
we mumble.
Because I know she said that she can hear Jordan better than you. But I said you speak quite. You've got a soft voice anyway. You're not. I mean, I don't always hear what you said. I didn't hear what you said about Lucy.
Julia, this way.
She won't be able to hear you from there, darling.
Oh yeah.
Bugger off, Niall, get in your bed. Because there's cups and things going to go flying. Wrong cup.
I got your tea over here.
Oh, that's the wrong cup. I smelled coffee. Lambie's gone quiet. I hope he hasn't passed out.
Yeah, he might have passed out. I was thinking about it.
Oh, I like
thank you, the cream.
Oh, nice.
Got them in the safe and somewhere. Acting them, I think.
Hello.
For about £7.
Oh, Ren. Good girl.
Shouldn't rub it in, should I? Because you can't wear them.
No.
They're changing the dark cushion.
Yeah, I know. What they do, they're taking away. Oh, where am I? Look
at Lummy in there.
I don't know if they would be possible.
Maybe. I don't. Is he all right, darling?
I'll have to go. I knew it wouldn't be long. I wanted to come anyway.
Better than
nothing. Kimmy's willing to bring me for a whole day.
Okay.
I'd rather John did, but it's leaving the kids for her than him.
Are they okay when coming home from school and that?
Yeah, John's okay.
Oh, okay.
They don't want to come anymore.
Oh, they get to that. They get to that age.
God, yes.
They've got to get back because the traffic. They got the go long, quite a long way.
I'm gonna give Larry one more chance.
No, don't, please. Not when they're going, because he won't be any different, darling.
I feel like we're getting a good luck. He's very happy to see you now.
Of course he is. He's happy to see me. Just nobody cares.
allowed to leave before I came in. Yeah, she's got it.
My audio is on, I left it on. I've got some good bits of audio. Always swearing because I forgot it was on.
Who's what?
Me. Lots.
Is the law right now?
Yes. I'm just going to turn it off.
No, I've got to swear. Oh!
I don't know where my phone is. I'm sitting on it or something. It's not here. 2 feet, where's my phone?
I swallowed it.
Rah, you really had it, mate. I'm going to put you back in the wardrobe till the next time. Where's my phone?
Phone's over here. Did you like that sandwich I made?
Yeah, it was really nice.
Was it?
It's lovely. Cheese and tomato.
I had major doubts with it.
Oh, it was really nice. Thank you. Okay, everyone. Over and out. Oh, for goodness sake. This div... He's drinking alcohol. I'm not very happy about it. It's what he got brought back from the wedding.
It's not alcohol. It's tinned water. Canned water.
Yeah, but it's everyone's going to think you're an alcoholic, Divi.
Who's everyone?
Julie's husband.
He drinks alcohol. He said he drinks alcohol. He said the only reason he's not drinking alcohol is because he's driving. Mm. Sensible nigga.
Of course he's a sensible person. Person. Anyway, the forks and bristles. You've got some hobnobs here. Your favourites. Your favourites.
So when I start driving, I won't be like him. I said, oh, I'm driving.
You will.
Drinking loads of...
you don't say things like that. Don't say things
like that. Part of the commotion here.
You will not be doing that. And don't even say such stupid things on audio, boo. I will not be getting in any car with you if you do, and I will ban alcohol from the house. So, there. If you can't be sensible with it, you won't get a car.
A stupid nigga out there, looking stupid out there.
Oh, Shinky. The Shink! The Link Lonk!
This idiot just want to do it way out there.
Oh, Tooth. Mm. Well, at least he didn't do it indoors. And he's been a pain in the arse today.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah, I'm going to get angry with him, but I think it's natural.
He can't help it, but...
He
just doesn't like other dogs coming in near his, but especially with.
Come on, have some beer, nigga. Come on.
Don't be stupid, darling. I don't want any beer.
You
mate.
Do want some beer. When you have some beer, you go back at your mama.
Mama, I'm gonna attack mama. My mama.
When he gets some beer in his head, his little poodle head.
His little baby poodle head.
He'll be biting your ankle.
You're biting his mama.
A loving tooth.
He loves his mama.
Yeah, I know, but when the alcohol gets in there...
When the alcohol gets in there,
Yeah, your breath sticks.
I can't help that, can I? That's Lammy's breath, by the way, not mine, everyone.
Oh, boy!
He's panting all over you.
Go.
Shut your mouth. Oh, this audiobook is really mental. I think it's probably the most mad one I've ever... I'm not going to upload it till next week and I'll get the Wi-Fi back.
When next week again? 24th?
Next Wednesday. It's another
Wednesday. Boy.
I got hold of work.
I think I'm going to ring him before I want to check out how I'm him. But that's
I did check mine.
But I uploaded a video yesterday. You know what happened?
Mm-hmm.
I put some pictures on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
From the wedding, and everyone said congratulations. I said, what? What are you going on about? I'm the best man. I don't want to get married. And
they thought you were getting married?
You're very funny.
Why, will you have pictures with a woman then?
Oh, no.
Who thought you were getting married?
I was in the picture with a little girl. I think she's the chief bridesmaid. I was in the picture with Knifey, my nigga from Cyprus. I was a picture of... It was just a picture of me, but the chief bridesmaid was next to me. And just I think...
Who, the chief who?
Chief bridesmaid. She was next to me, but she was probably wearing a wedding dress. She was wearing a red dress. And they were congratulating. And then I said, can anyone not see that I'm already married with my status on Facebook? See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And besides, I put a video on that I've got a wedding where the bride and the groom and bride and the groom are dancing. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell is going on. Oh!
Like, what idiots thought you were married there?
I've deleted a lot of comments on there.
Why? What did they say?
Oh, not because I'm scared of what they're saying, but I'm doing so they won't sign up. It's like, what are you going on about? Congratulations. Oh, congratulations for what?
Well, who said it then?
I must have everybody commenting on there. But I think later a few of us started understanding what I was saying.
You're supposed to leave comments, remember?
Oh.
You told me to do that.
Yeah, you're right. I was just doing it to piss them off. So they were like, what's wrong with you? What are you asking? Congratulations over what?
Anyway. Silly arseholes. Who was it? Not anyone that you really know, is it?
My ex-boss. At that contract, Uncle Home Engineering.
Well, him, not Pikey arsehole.
No, not Pikey arsehole. Oh. Well, my ex-boss.
I was going to say, because I'm friends with him on Facebook as well, so...
Who? Bakra Bayomi?
No, the other one.
Oh, no. Not that nigga.
Yeah, him.
Oh, so this nigga. Oh, boy. He will kill my nigga.
Who else?
Obuma Ese Emanuela, a friend of mine from the university.
Is that a she?
Yeah, she.
I don't know her.
And then, who else? Oh, the picture's on there. One of it's with me and a little girl. I think she's a baby. I don't know what her office or what her position is. But she's in a small wedding gown. Excuse me, she's got the flowers. She's a little girl, see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then the other pictures of the Homer stretch that was used for the wedding.
Yeah.
The other picture was myself and Knifey, Chris Knifey, my nigga on there.
Yeah.
Picture of myself, which Knifey took. But I was standing, and then the chief admin was standing to the other side, and there was a man behind me. So it wasn't, and she was wearing a red dress, not like a wedding gown. See what I'm saying? Red dress. And someone said, oh, that was Boomer S. Man. I said, oh, so red dress for wedding gown. Oh, this is a new one. It's nice. Gorgeous.
Honestly, that's thick.
What up with these niggas, man? Anyways. I think if I had spoken to you about it, I think I'd have left it on there. Anyways, nothing to it.
You know, general.
Kiss my big girl.
Pardon?
I don't know what you're on about that shit.
Oh, I don't know. I've got an itch. Anyway, what was I going to say? I got hold of war.
Oh, good.
I was getting in a state.
Oh, tomorrow I'm going for that CSCS shit.
What time?
It's supposed to be 3 o'clock, but I think I'll leave by 1 o'clock because...
So bang goes out. We'll have to do that Thursday.
What?
We're supposed to go for a walk to that park tomorrow.
I'm going to still go tomorrow. The thing is...
No. On the day after, because that's the time of the day when I'm normally ready to go out. Do you see what I mean?
Oh, good. Tulsa's good. The description on there is a very terrible description. I don't know. Some people are just so... I've got to understand something. I'm a slow learner. That's one thing I know about myself. Slow learner. But when I get it, I've gotten it. But if I'm asking you to explain it, because you already know it,
you find it
difficult for me to... No, I'm not talking about you in person now. Just generally about people. Because you know it, you find it difficult to put it for me to get it. But if you can be patient and say it, if I get it.
No, I get patient.
Once I get it, if I want to tell an idiot about it, that idiot will get it. Because I can take my time to break it down for that idiot to understand it.
So what didn't you understand?
They are not... The description is so terrible. Oh, it's terrible.
What do you mean?
I'm not going to bother opening the right time because I've looked at it several times.
So don't you think you'll be able to do it?
No, it's not the test itself, the address.
Oh,
to get there. You remember when I went to Romford, they said, when you pass this place, you put the test code. That was straightforward.
So much rest. Phew. Where is it you've got to go?
It's a sitcom. Well, what I'll do, I got a postcode. I'm going to put it on the map, Google Map. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to ask a lot of questions to people around. I'm just going to ask them, what up?
You know, does it say where it's near? Because I might be able to find out where it is for you.
Anyways, we'll have a look at it later. All right, I don't want to do my head right now.
I don't really know. I don't know SIGCUP that well, but it's not that big a place.
Terrible niggas.
Oh, darling, it's not that bad. I'm a bit worried about our data, though.
Yeah, let's ring that one up.
Because the other thing is, I'm worried about Ronan's because I thought he had unlimited. He hasn't. He's got 5. Exactly, when he's going down there,
you don't warn him and tell him not to do that.
I've done. But he won't. He will do it. I've warned him to be careful. That he's got to keep a check on it. But he won't. I'll have to keep... I said I'll keep a check on it, which I'll have to do.
Why won't he do that?
Because he doesn't really think about it, you know, because he's not responsible for paying it. And he, I don't know if he knows how, and he doesn't understand it. He doesn't understand what it means. Because I said to him, you've only got 5 gig and it's not unlimited. When I took out the package, it was the best they could give me, and they said he won't go over that, which he never has. But now he's already used 3 this month. And I know I used it a couple of times to upload a couple of audio books, but it wasn't many. I used it like about 3 times. So I think it was mostly because he kept going off anyway. So I think it's been mostly when he's been down, because he was down there for a week, wasn't he? Mm. And they've all been using it, you know, like 4 of them. 5, including him. Lucy, Joe, Louis and Amelia and him. So... I don't think that
If they can use 3 MB in 1 week,
because it's only been since the 6th.
Take time to explain this to him so you understand the shit doesn't go.
It's been in 10 days. He's used 3, and I've used about the same. But mine's mostly on Audioboo. I don't know what his is. I don't think mine is on Audioboo because I didn't realise I did. There were some updates, and I forgot not to do updates. There was a Facebook update, there was Tesco's, and something else, I forget, WhatsApp, I think.
I think that video I uploaded yesterday would have cost me so many MBs, because... Anyway, no, I don't know, I think the way MBs run in the UK is really fast. Those niggas, they're on speed cars, I tell you.
It's a real money maker, that is. That's why they don't... You know, when they give you a new thing, contract, they give you, like, 3 months unlimited. They don't ever seem to give you a contract that's got unlimited data.
What I'm saying is, in Nigeria, before I came over, right, I used to have 1 MB, 1 MB, one, sorry, not 1 MB, 1...
GB.
1 GB, that's 1 GB, yeah?
Yeah.
For a whole month, and I'm fine with that. I never even get up to 500. I don't know, I think it goes slower, but over here, like, it's running...
I only ever used to use up about 100 on email. Email doesn't take up much. Like, looking at emails, you know, just looking at, you know, it maybe if you open everyone.
No, Sahara runs very fast over here. Because
I don't.
1 GB, I never even get to 500. What am I saying? I think I get to, like, 300, 200, maybe.
I'll bring them up in a minute.
I don't know how it goes. I didn't bring them up. I don't know the iPad, because I think that I must have...
I'll check on all of them. You don't need to check on... You haven't been using your phone, have you? So you don't need to check that.
Just check it. Just let's make sure.
I want to check it. I want to check it on all of them. Okay, let's do that now. I've got to do dialysis in a minute. I haven't done it today because I felt like crap this morning, and then they turned up.
You feel great again.
Right, everyone. See you later.
Yeah, all this time.
Yes.
I thought you turned off.
No, I didn't turn it off.
You picked up the phone and you said, "Like, I'll turn it off."
Well, I didn't know. I meant to. What? I haven't made it for you. You don't want it cold. Oh, I didn't know that. I just put your mackerel in the fridge. Oh, I didn't know. I didn't want it. You used to have it cold, Divvy.